Okay. One more thing I'm checking. All right. All right, welcome to our monthly live call-in show with my soul sister, dear friend, psychic channel, and healer, Joni Eisinger.
Wheelies from the healer.
All right.
Healers that do wheelies are healies.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Really
That's good.
Well, I mean, there's chaos in the atmosphere, and the Mercury retrograde thing has, shown its face. But I we'll talk about that a little bit as we get into it. But anyway, what's been going on for the sake of people here? I know there's a couple more people coming. So, what's been going on in your world before
my
we
world? I continue to do monthly Drew University radio shows on campus.
Nice.
So in Madison, thank you. So in Madison, New Jersey, I've been invited to be a monthly psychic on their
awesome.
Student-run radio station. And I am having a ball and meeting wonderful, interesting students. And Christian Alvarado is the student who's the station manager, and he runs that show called The White Light, and he brings on very, very fun witnesses who we have conversations with, and it's just fantastic. And then the kids also call in.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, so I've been having a blast. And I've finished copywriting a lot of my songs, and I'm in the process of thinking about getting a CD together.
Wow, that is so exciting. We're going to talk a little bit about that as we go on, because it takes a lot of courage to do those kinds of things. You know, you must have been a little timid about that, were you?
I started it timid, and now I'm not so timid anymore. Yeah, it was a progression, for sure.
All right, so here we go. All right, so just for the benefit of the people who have just joined us, just tell a little bit about yourself, and then I will direct people on how they can get the gift of a reading from you tonight after that, okay?
Sure. Well, I'm Joni Eisinger. I'm originally from Long Island, New York, and now I'm in Central New Jersey. And I was a licensed clinical social worker that worked with the mentally ill and addicts and alcoholics for 10 years. I did individual and group therapy. I was also trained as a gestalt therapist, which is a humanistic type of modality. I didn't believe in any of this, what I do today. I didn't believe in ghosts. I didn't believe in the paranormal, nothing. And I would actually put my lay diagnoses to people who claimed that they did this. In around 2003, 4, 5, I became gifted with abilities, and my life changed, and everything was undeniable. Everything that was happening to me was, I believed, was real. It was meant to happen. I was meant to be a social worker first, and then a psychic and healer second. And since then, I've authored one book. I co-created a crystal card deck with two friends. I co-authored another book with, I think, 14 others. I have a second book in the waiting. I do radio shows, restaurant galleries. I do fairs, festivals, parties, consult for companies. And I must do this. This is something I feel I'm compelled to do, which is to help people awaken, to receive clarity, validation, guidance. I am just a channel. I bring in messages from divine ones, ascended masters, archangels, guides, consciousnesses, star beings, elementals, departed ones. And I feel that by doing a radio show, not only does one person, the one who's calling in to receive the information, get assistance, but everyone else who's listening gets inspired as well, and they learn. And oftentimes you can relate to what's being said, or you needed to just get that oomph of support to kind of move you forward.
Mm.
So that's why I'm here. And I thank you, Michelle, for having me, because you're the carrier. You're my platform upon which I can kind of get this word out to people.
Oh, well, you know, Joni, just for people listening, you know, whenever we do a show and if there's a bunch of callers in, lately it's been quite good. There are these common themes, like the people who are getting the readings, it's kind of in the same place, you know, I mean, or they're the same, going through similar circumstances, or
it's
just
like
amazing.
A theme.
Yeah, how it's amazing how it gels.
Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah, I don't think there are any coincidences.
No. Not at all. Okay. So just for those of you who are here, the only thing that you need to do to receive the gift of a healing from Joni tonight is to press *2 to raise your hand. If you're attending on the webcast, there is a chat and a Q&A, and you can post questions in the chat. It's far better if you gain the courage to call in. So if you're here for the gift of a reading, press *2 to raise your hand, and I'll say the last four digits of your phone number, and then let you know that you're on the air. So if you're here for a reading, press *2 to raise your hand. Last month, we had a bunch of people who were we had a ton of people on the call. And you did quite a few readings, but we had so many people who were so shy. So it's for the greater good.
It's free, folks. I charge for this privately.
Right. Yeah.
So this
yeah.
is your chance. I do this monthly, so people who aren't able to afford it or want to get their feet wet, they come on in and do this.
Okay, so just press *2 to raise your hand. I will see it. I can't see your name. And you don't even have to share your name if you don't want to, although it does help, at least your first name. And we can go from there.
I don't need second names. I could even get an initial. I don't even need a name, actually.
Well, there you go. Good.
They know who the person is.
So Joni, as we're waiting for someone to raise their hand, is there anything compelling that you've experienced lately that you feel you'd like to share with us on the air tonight?
Let's see. Well, it was interesting, without getting into specifics, this is a Mercury that's been in retrograde, and it's a time when people come back. They oftentimes return from the past. So I had several people come back on the scene, and I found that I find it actually funny at this point, and my friends have to point it out to me, because it's so natural to me that they would resurface. And then friends will start laughing and say, yeah, of course. And then it hits me. And I like that they pointed out to me that the resurfacing comes during this planetary time.
Mm.
So I like that when outsiders, you know, just because I'm psychic and a healer doesn't mean I can do this for myself. It's like, try to be your own therapist. We can do up to a certain point, but when we're immersed in our own life, sometimes it's kind of hard to see the forest through the trees. So I just found it amusing that people returned. And I did have technical difficulties that went on. And I also found it interesting that I was experiencing some retrograde like 2 weeks before, like some hardcore stuff before it actually started, and then my upswing out of it actually started while we're in the retrograde. So I'm on an upswing now, which is usually what happens to me after it goes direct. Usually when it goes direct, I'm just great guns, and projects happen and new opportunities, and I just keep moving forward quickly. And it started at least over a week ago.
Hmm. You know, I often remind people when Mercury's in retrograde, that it is a time, if you look at the planet, watch the planet, it seems like it's moving backwards. It's going away from us. It's far away. It seems like it's moving and moving and moving and going back in time, but it isn't really. But what it does do is it slows things down. It actually kind of puts some obstacles, so to speak, in the way. And what it does, and Joni, what you said with people from your past kind of reappeared, it brings up old hurts and old patterns from the past to let you re-examine them. And the benefit of that is you get the slowed down time aspect of Mercury in retrograde to be able to not act, but just be witness, you know, be aware of what's going on in the crazy monkey mind that we all have. And then you can choose how you would like to respond. So right now, I was reading a blog and it said, your past about Mercury in retrograde by Elite Daily. And it said, your past trauma will inform you of the future you seek. You've survived every disaster so far, and this understanding of your journey will remind you of how strong you are. Ooh. Take this strength and turn it into confidence. And that's what happens when you use that awareness. And there's a new moon coming in Aries on the 15th. So that offers a new beginning, right? So Mercury in retrograde ending, and then with a new moon in Aries, and just what I said there, you know, your past trauma will inform you of the future you seek. Your journey will remind you of how strong you are. Take the strength and turn it into confidence. It will last your entire life.
I think that's beautiful.
I know, isn't it?
Yeah,
I mean, I'm not claiming credit for that. That was from Elite Daily, and
absolutely,
it's awesome.
You know, I do want to say that I did have something significant happen. I guess it's probably so laden with feelings that I probably buried it when you asked me. My son went away to college at the end of August, and I was kind of set free. And I started going out to hear live music, and I sing. And during that time from the end of August to recently, I'd been doing a lot of shout singing and shout talking in bars. And I got over my fear of singing in public, and I've been doing some jamming. And I strained my vocal cords to the point where I thought I might have damaged them. And I wasn't like a wild animal. My hours were different. And I just was having a lot of fun. I had a lot of freedom now. But I had to go to an ENT. And he got that camera down there. And, you know, paying a price. And this was all being told I had to be in silence. And that I didn't damage them, but they were strained. But in relation to what we're talking about in terms of slowing down, I was forced to come to a halt during this period, do a lot of reassessment, laugh, and I didn't cry, but I got really close to frantic. I was very afraid, and I had to reassess my priorities, and that little girl inside of me that needed to play was kind of told to go back to her room. So it's been a time of reviewing and reprioritizing for me, because what's most important to me is my work. I'm not a professional singer. That's a side fun. So I followed, you know, his advisement, and I pulled out all of my natural remedies, and I have been very quiet. So I learned a lot about healing oneself, and I learned about why I kind of went out there and played so hard, what I needed from that, what I got from it. And another thing, too, is what I've told my son who's in college, is that if you turn down, and this might be very simple for the people who are listening, but some people might never have been told this, and they might need to hear it, is that if you pass up going out, if you pass up a social event, there's always going to be another one, always. Mm. And that people have been going out for centuries, and that we missed all of those gigs. So if we need to do something for ourselves like sleep or heal or do work or be there for someone else or just veg, we need to give ourselves permission to do that, and that the world keeps on spinning. The people are still there for us. The venues are still there, and that we will have more invites. So what was kind of cool for me is I knew that intellectually, and then as I healed, I kind of turned that switch on and said, okay, let's take a look at the calendar and see what events are going on. And they were right there. They were right there for me. And I went out last night for the first time in a long time, and it was okay, and it was a great time. And I realized that I can pick and choose where I go and how often I go out, and that I'll be speaking normally without shout talking and no more shout singing. So that's my personal, my little travels.
Oh, thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it's been pretty intense. But Joni needed that. She's still a student in our school.
Yeah, well, we're all always students, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, yeah, until we're no longer needed here, and then we're not here
right.
anymore.
Exactly. So there's a couple more people who joined the webcast. There are still no questions in the chat, and no one has raised their hand yet, but you do press star 2 to raise your hand, and we'll see your hand raised. Or if you're on the webcast, you can post a question in the chat or the Q&A, and I will see it come in. And remember that when you're courageous enough to ask for a reading or to ask a question, then you are actually serving the greater good. You know, I'm doing a TEDx talk in Wolfboro on May 3rd.
Good for you.
Yeah, and I'm out of my league. I'm with a bunch of people who are way, way, way more famous and qualified than I am.
Fame is an illusion, honey.
Well, no, I'm not, you know, criticizing myself. What I'm saying is, you know, some people are like, why are you doing this, Michelle? And I said, because it scares the shit out of me.
Mm.
And sometimes you just have to do something that scares the shit out of you.
Absolutely.
That calls you to something greater. And I'm doing it only because I know I need to, because it scares me so much.
I love it. You know, Neil Donald Walsh, I think, said comfort ends at the beginning. No, excuse me. Well, wait a minute. Am I going to bastardize it? I don't want to run down to my fridge. Change begins at the end of your comfort zone.
Yeah, I'm way beyond my comfort zone with this one.
Good.
And just for people's benefit, when I was talking about it with my sister, my hands started to shake the minute I started talking about it. And my boyfriend noticed my hand shaking, and I'm like, it's because my heart's pumping out of my chest because I'm talking about speaking.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, like, I talk all the time, and I've been in front of crowds, and I do teach, and I'm online, and, you know, do the show and everything else, and I'm great with it. But to talk, you know, in front of a group of 100 people that I don't know on a stage is very, 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 you know, for a TEDx talk, too, you have to go by all the rules. It's really scary, but it's going to be great. I'll share it all with you when it happens, after the aftermath.
it sounds like it's time, Ricky.
And you know what? The topic is transformation.
Oh.
Love it, right?
Beautiful. Have a blast.
I will. Okay,
I'm
everybody.
Not sure if people even are wondering what I'm able to offer them, so I'll give them some ideas.
Yes, please.
Any
do.
Question is on the table here, so people oftentimes they ask questions about finances and relationships and health. I'm not a doctor. Please see your healthcare professional. This is for entertainment purposes only, but I do see into bodies. I can identify a person's divine purpose, why they're even here in this lifetime. I can answer questions about their children, parents, spouses, partners. I can also identify a person's stuck point. So people might say, I'm not moving forward. I don't understand. Whenever I try this, it doesn't happen. I don't understand. Da, da, da. And I can go in and I can help the person identify why there isn't change or why they keep repeating certain patterns or why they always keep meeting the same type of a person. Mm. I do future readings. You know, people sometimes ask, when am I going to move to a different company? And then when I do future readings, I always say to a person that they could change the timeline, that just because I say it's going to happen in a year doesn't necessarily mean it will. I'm going to get the highest probability for what it seems will be that person's destination. But if a person makes a different decision and they go off course, it changes the reading. Doesn't make it a mistake. It just means that they've changed their course and they decided to go down another road for another type of soul growth opportunity.
Hmm. So explain a little bit more about that timeline thing. I mean, that can definitely, it can change things. I don't get that. Like, what, how does that happen?
How does a person change their course?
Yes.
Okay, so time is an illusion. So we think of past, present, future, and that we're just going to go down one road, and that's it until we die. But there are an infinite set of possibilities of roads. A person can think it's the Lincoln Tunnel or a giant artery, that's it. But really, we have a gazillion capillaries that are extending from us, and they all are little tributaries that we can go down. We have choices all the time. Am I going to make an egg tonight, or am I going to have steak? Am I going to go to the store, or am I going to stay home? And so if I go in and do a reading for someone, and I say, you're going to meet someone with blonde hair, and they're from Texas, and then the person decides that they want to move to Alaska, they needed to have stayed where they were in order to meet the person who's a blonde Texan. And that for whatever reason, they made a choice that was different from what was a higher probability for it to happen. It doesn't mean that it's a fail. It just means that they took a different road.
Okay.
And there are no mistakes and nothing's broken, but I get what is the highest probability to happen. Now,
I said, okay, that was part of the clarity I was looking for. Okay.
Well, if a person moves to Alaska, and if I got a high probability and they're doing something that was outside of the high probability, it is possible that maybe their choice was not for their highest good, or they weren't listening to their guidance. But it could also mean that meeting the blonde Texan, it wasn't going to work out, and that their guides moved them. Like at the last minute, might have said, you know what, that blonde Texan just hooked up with someone else, so Alaska's where the next set of opportunities are. There are so many reasons why a person might not experience what my reading outcome is, but usually they do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been witness to that for sure in the years that we've been doing this together. There's a couple more people who have There's a couple more people who have joined us. I want to remind everybody that if you would invite the gift of a free reading. The gift of a reading, because it's a gift, right, from Joni. Just press *2 to raise your hand. We have quite a few people here, a lot of shy people. They're hanging out and listening to me and Joni chit-chat.
How about this? Because we have a lot of voyeurs, audio voyeurs, maybe people can type in, if they are techie enough, what they'd like for me to talk about.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I want to hear about such and such. Joni, can you talk about this topic? So let's see if anyone does that too, because you and I can go on and on, as you know we can. But I'd love to satisfy some folks' curiosity.
Okay. Let me refresh this. Oh, okay. We have a hand up here.
Okay.
All right. Last four digits are 4964. I've just unmuted you. You are on the air.
Hi there.
Hi.
Who is this?
Hi. I called. It's Kate. I called a few weeks ago.
Yay.
How are you?
I'm well. Thank you.
Where are you calling from so everyone knows?
I'm in North Conway.
Beautiful. Beautiful. How can I assist?
Thank you. Okay, so you were so helpful last time with relationships, and now it's kind of like hit another layer, it feels like, where it's really obvious. I have some issues around, in my relationships, being controlled by people that have money.
Okay. How long has it been going on for?
Oh, probably lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely
more in the past. Teens or 20s when you found it more apparent, or were you even
a child
and there were people that were, you know, holding it over you?
I would probably say adolescence, so like 10, 11 maybe.
Uh-huh. I'm going to go in and find out what that is.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh yeah, let's see. Mm-hmm. You were a migrant worker, and you picked fruit, and you were very hungry, and you would eat things. And there was someone there, it felt like slave labor to tell me, but it wasn't. It was, you weren't a slave, you were a migrant. But some people could say, but that is slave labor. Okay, but we're not talking semantics like slavery where you're
right.
chained and put in a, you know, a prison. Not like
right.
that. But you were a migrant worker, and there was someone who was overseeing you and put pressure on you and said, you're going to have to make that up for everything that you eat. It's going to come out of your wage. So there was a pressure, and you were hungry. So you ate some of your wages so you wouldn't starve. Do you have a glass of water by you?
I do.
Have a sip. That'll help flush some of the negative energies through the physical body. It'll help lighten you because you're releasing now. So there's a lot of suffering. You've done this, I'd say, at least 10 times in different lifetimes, that being one of them, where there are these overlords, these ones that have authority, and it has to do with money, bankrolling and prison and suffering and cheating, and they say methodological warfare. These are just trigger words. They're all coming up now for healing right now. And do you feel you're submissive, or do you feel that your throat chakra isn't operating so well? You either get laryngitis or coughs?
I would say it definitely used to happen
gaggy.
A lot more frequently.
Which? I'm sorry, I talked over you.
Oh, that's okay. I would say that used to happen like super frequently in my younger years, and it's less frequently, but it's still an issue. Yeah.
And which, the coughs or tickle or gag?
I used to get strep throat all the time.
Yep.
And then now it's more of like a tickle or a gaggy, or I can't swallow. It's almost like a panic.
Yeah.
But it ends up in my throat.
Yeah. So for those, and you might know, you might not, but this is for you and everyone, the throat issues are around the throat chakra. It's the energy center right at the throat, and it has to do with our expression, our speaking up, our truth, our getting it out. So you were eating and swallowing. It was going down. You needed to, but the suffering was also going down, and the abundance wasn't coming out, and you weren't able to talk, to speak out to this overlord and say, hey,
I'm starving. I need to eat. Don't take it out of my wage. I need more food. If you want me to pick, if you want me to do my job, I need to eat and stop punishing me. So there's a throat chakra healing that's going on now. Do you like the color purple?
Mm-hmm.
Purple will help you. Now, if a healer is listening, they might say, wait a minute. Purple isn't a color for the throat chakra. That's blue. Blue is the throat. All I can say is, as a psychic and a healer, is that I give what I get, and I get the color purple. Now, blue is a throat chakra healing color. You can do that whenever you want, but I see purple working exquisitely for you. Okay? You can
like
do both.
An orchid-y color purple?
Whichever rocks your
whatever
boat.
Whatever purple.
I don't see dusty. I don't see a light dusty.
Okay. What about
lilac-y?
Blue?
Definitely darker. Definitely
Julie,
with some punch to it, like a jewel tone orchid, all perfect. Now, let's get rid of karma. This is unforgiveness towards self and other. You go to your passing in that lifetime pissed. I can't believe it. They buried me. I didn't even have a suit. I'm very tired, and I'm aching, and I'm poor. And that, and then there was the self-effacement and the anger towards other. We'll ball up these 10 lifetimes. Across time and space, forwards and backwards across all generations, and you say inside, I forgive myself. Look at you. Happy day. Your feet are even a little bit. There's something going on now with your feet. Do you feel something?
Yeah, my feet are always a little funny.
There's something going on right now, so they're pulling stuff out. Migrants are on their feet a lot. So this is a kicker of a lifetime that's coming up to be healed. You're going to feel soft energy running through. It looks like it's a peachish pink yellow. It's really cool, really nice. You're going to see that. Forgive everyone and everything. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Please, all of you, forgive me because I had unforgiveness towards you. Thank God for these life lessons. Do you have lemon in the house?
I have some in my water.
You put lemon in? Good. Very, very good for you is the lemon. Also, if you want to, do you have any sea salt?
I do.
Put a teeny dot of sea salt on your tongue, the tip of your tongue, after. They said that'll spike this and really make it flow.
Oh, okay.
Now I'm going to fast forward to the present. So I went into cosmos land. I went into psychedelia land. Now I'm going to come. Let's go back to Earth. So now we're going to go and see what this is from now on into the future. Things are going to settle down. Your hands were bound. You weren't able to do things. You were controlled. You were controlled.
Mm-hmm.
It's very much related to the migrant worker. I see bindings snapping and breaking. I don't think that you're going to lose touch with people, but these bindings, whether they're arrangements or weird setups or verbal agreements or things that don't necessarily hold weight or are shady or don't have integrity, they literally fall through a sieve. And what will be left in the sieve is what matters. Over the course of the next month, I see shifting, and then within the next year, I feel like you're settled, your brain is lighter, and you're happier, and things get better.
Awesome.
That's neato.
Awesome.
Do you like fruit?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was your passion, so you need it. And also nuts. Do you like nuts?
Oh, yeah, I love nuts.
Yeah, so the fruit trees and the nut trees, that's what you were doing. And I don't see as much vegetables. I see fruit orchards. And you needed that to survive. And if there are any energies around fruits and nuts where there was a desperation, anything that you might not have been aware of, like I better have an apple or I'm going to cry, which makes no sense, right? Or there are no nuts in my oatmeal. That means it's not going to be good oatmeal. If you've ever had any wackadoodle thoughts regarding fruit and nuts, that's out of desperation. It's just, you know, a PTSD type of a unconscious reaction to what was not settled there, you won't have that here anymore. And so even if you weren't aware of it, it'll just go away. But they're telling you that that was there, a desperation around fruit and nuts, that you wouldn't have enough. So I hope this assisted you. I hope that this moves you, that you'll see change.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. And you should feel lighter. And
yeah,
not meaning that you better.
Right. No,
you're
going
to feel lighter. And between now and when you go to sleep, sip water. That'll help flush any of these karmic energies that didn't belong through your physical body.
Awesome.
Good question, honey pie.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck to you.
Thanks, Kate.
Bye.
Bye. As always, whatever reading is in progress, it serves everyone who's listening, whether you're listening live or listening on the replay. And as I was listening to that, my left leg, my left foot was tingling.
Really?
Oh my God. Yeah. I wonder what that's about.
So you were getting a secondary healing from that. So your higher self was identifying and probably releasing things that were related to this.
Yeah. And that's my Achilles injury.
Well, if you felt tingling as you were hearing that, it would be a good idea to sip water as well, because you're releasing.
Yeah. Wow, that was pretty cool.
I'm glad that Kate called back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too. She's awesome. All right, everybody who's sitting here watching, observing, taking it all in, press start.
Anyone who would like to have me discuss a topic, what they think of my take on anything, or if they want me to go into any more details about something metaphysical.
Okay. But you know what? I have a question.
Sure.
Like, I was asked to do that TED Talk, which I'm going to do because I told you it scares me a lot.
Yeah.
And then I was just asked to be the MC at this huge fundraising event that came out of the blue, and they asked me to head. That's a great position and a cause that I believe in. And I just don't even know where it's all bringing me. I'm like, wow, this is an honor, but it's not really financially fruitful, yet I feel pretty strongly and passionately, and I know that I should be doing these things. Like, I know it. I know. The answer is yes. So I'm not going to not do it because I know that the answer is yes. I have that deep knowing.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my question to you is, I would like to have a little bit revealed about why and
They say that you need practice.
Okay.
They want you to be up there. They want you to be visual.
Okay.
Yeah. And also what I get is that you're setting a standard.
Okay.
There are people that have ideas about what you do, but they're not clear as to who you are. So by your voicing your opinions, people get clear about who Michelle Rober is.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
There's an identification that's now being placed with your manner, the way you deliver information. Who is she? What is her brand? What is her platform? What does she stand for? So they might see your name on paper, but to be visual is very important. And also, they're not going to tell you what it is, but they say that things are going to get cleared up for you. So you might have some misnomers about some things, like maybe you thought a person was a certain way, and then when you meet them, you realize that they were different from what you had ever expected.
Yeah.
And that's just like a secondary perk that's going to come from that as well.
Okay.
But this more has to do with your being there, people seeing you, your presentation, and also there's something about the honor. So other people weren't honored to do this, but you were, and you need to know that. Not, and also, ooh, they keep going, honey. Not everyone can do what you do. And you think that there are so many stars, but in fact, there are few. So they're giving you a real ego pep talk right now.
Okay, you just gave me goosebumps right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Still getting them, yep. Okay.
Does that assist? Does that clarify for you?
Absolutely.
That makes sense?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm glad.
I'm nice and warm, but I keep getting goosebumps this call, whether it's from a caller or from my own reading. That was awesome, Joni, as always.
Look at that. I'm so glad. Boy, you've got your clairsentience on, which for those who don't know what clairsentience is, that's divine feeling. So your goosebumps are telling you that this is truth, that resonates with you.
Yeah, and I've been getting a lot of those lately.
It's very good. That means you're very on.
Yeah, and a lot of those sparkly bubbles you see, the sparkly light things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm, good. Good stuff. Okay, everybody, you've heard me bare my soul too. So let's pony up. Press star 2 to raise your hand if you would like the gift of a healing, or you can post in the chat. Or ask a question in the Q&A, because I can see that you're here, and you're certainly benefiting from what's gone on so far. Oh, we have a taker. All right, so I'm going to unmute you. The last 4 digits of your phone number are 7095. You are on the air.
Hi, Joni. It's Jeanette. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
I'm good. How are you? Good.
Oh, good. Oh, it's nice to hear your voice.
Thank you.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Mercury in retrograde is putting me through a loop.
Yeah, I think for most of us.
Yep. And I was wondering, can you tell me what my purpose here is?
Oh, sure. Let's see.
See how easy that is?
I know.
You're to deliver the goods. Now, this isn't about promises. There were other lifetimes. Now, do you have pencil paper? Do you want to remember this?
Yes, it's so funny you said that because I was.
It's so funny because I, Michelle, how often do I ever say that on the show?
Never, never.
Never.
I haven't heard you
never.
Say it once.
I don't know if I ever did.
Wow.
As I'm saying it, I'm going, really? You're telling me? You're having me say. Okay. Tell me when you have your pen and paper.
I'm ready.
You're ready? You are
mm-hmm.
to deliver the goods.
Okay.
Okay, so there were other lifetimes where you weren't so clear. You were kind of wishy-washy. You would vacillate. Your opinions were off or weak. You were kind of funny but squeamish. You were wavy gravy. I'm not feeling solid.
Mm-hmm.
Very trepidatious. You would pull back. You were hesitant. You didn't want to do, but you were curious. Do you get that feeling? Like, did I give you enough of a description? Like,
yes. Yep.
You weren't
yep,
solid in you. And because you weren't
mm-hmm.
solid in you, it would be hard. Let's say a person would have difficulty having a conversation with you, being your friend, someone relying on you. You couldn't even rely on yourself because you never really could be pinned down. You wouldn't pin yourself down to anything because you didn't want to make up your mind. So this is a lifetime. It's like they're training you here. There are a lot of folks around you that rock. Do you like your support system? That there's a friend group?
there, I have a couple of very like long time friends that are, you know, I don't know what I would do without them. Yes,
exactly. This is because my finger just went in a circle like this surrounding you, and mm-hmm. there's this team, and you're here to be fruitful, and you're here to be positive, and you're here to make a mark, and it's about strengthening your core, and taking something and putting it out there. It's about delivering the goods. I'm okay. I'm set. I'm ready. I can do this. I feel honored to do this. I'm really excited. Like it's strengthening your soul, your core, and that I feel like this lifetime is setting a foundation, that there's something tremendous that's going on. I think maybe in another lifetime where you're doing amazing feats. Each lifetime affects another. So you're not just here, you're in many places at the same time. People like to call it past lives, but time is an illusion. Hang on 1 second, I'm going to have a sip of water. So by your doing what you're doing here is healing the lifetime where you were wishy-washy. And it's also healing the lifetime and strengthening, emboldening the lifetime of doing massive feats. You needed this lifetime to get strong and be creative. Trust is a big thing for you, so does that make sense?
Bingo. Oh, bingo. That's
your
my
heart
that's
is
my...
doing healing in this lifetime, and for you to trust is huge. And if someone pushes you to try and make you do anything, you're going to say, stay away from me. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you to tell me what to do. It's going to be on my schedule because you're scaring me. You're pushing me, and I don't like this, and I can't handle you.
Yep.
So this is all getting yourself in the groove. It's about energy and getting you strengthened. And in terms of the delivering the goods, it's what you do best. It's your way of expressing yourself. And other people know this, and they see you this way. And they say you're very, very talented, and you're a huge success.
But I'm getting... people are coming up against me that are like pushing me down to the point of, you know, I'm getting squashed.
They're testing your strength. These are tests. These are tests. When you maintain, now the other, remember the other lifetime is the wishy-washy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got this one over here. This one over here is strengthening the core. So there are going to be ones that are going to come in. You'll get a sword being thrown from one end and a flaming dagger comes in from another end. And these are,
exactly.
Well, what are you going to do? Are you going to take it or are you going to duck? Are you going to give in or are you going to maintain? And also, this has to do with trusting yourself. Because in terms of not trusting others, if you are wishy-washy in another lifetime, you're not trusting yourself to be strong enough, and you're not trusting yourself to think well, to form an opinion, or to even stick with it. So when you work on trusting your gut instinct, trusting your beliefs, then you will be able to trust other people better. And also, when people come along out of nowhere and try and throw you, if you've got that trusting of yourself, you can handle anything.
Oh, that is perfect.
That is perfect, Jeanette.
It is perfect.
Oh,
that's
I am
really perfect.
So glad.
Yep. Yeah, you nailed it.
Hallelujah. I'm so glad.
Exactly. Wow.
I'm so glad you called in after we had our session.
Yeah.
Because that was the icing on the cake right there.
Exactly.
Oh, I mean, and Jeanette's a baker, an incredible baker.
The icing on the cake, no pun intended.
Oh, that's right. You said that. I didn't even think of that.
Holy Moses.
Oh, my gosh.
What I love about people asking what their divine guidance is that oftentimes we forget that we're infinite and we're eternal, and that we don't, our souls don't die. We're everlasting.
Mm-hmm.
And that there's a reason for everything. There's a reason why we incarnated. So when it's revealed to you why you're here, it puts meaning into your existence. I think that's one of the biggest trips around, to know why you're in the world. That's a freaking mind blow as far as I'm concerned. I'm not talking about me. It isn't the Joni show. I can do it. That's not what this is about. You ask a question that all you have to do is just ask, why am I here? And it can, it's like, to me, I think that's a life changer. I think that's like one of the top questions that a person could ask, because if they know why they're here, it's almost like everything else falls into place, like a pachinko machine, if anyone knows what pachinko is. We knew that on Long Island. And that, or like dominoes, like it's like a domino effect. Tick, 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 tick.
Yeah. Well,
or,
in my
or
mind,
validation, or a person might know it already, and then just to hear it from the other side, it's like, ah, yay. I'm good with my gut.
Oh, go ahead.
My divine guidance,
my mind,
I listened to it, and I knew it.
Yep. Well, and my mantra has always been, what's the point? Like, no matter anything that happens, like, what's the point? I don't get it. What's that? Like, I kept saying that. Like, what's the point? I don't get it. What's the point?
Well, there you go.
You know?
It's good to ask what the point was, because now you know what the point is.
Perfect. Oh, my God.
You know what? Let's even just, like, let's even round it out.
Okay.
Let's for kicks say that maybe there's karma. Maybe that you had unforgiveness towards self. Maybe you blame yourself for being weak. Maybe you blamed yourself for being taken advantage of, or you blamed others, like you were, maybe you were jealous of others that were stronger. So let's get rid of any karma that could be there and wipe it clean. So we'll take that lifetime and any others that might be related that would cause you in this lifetime to have to do this strengthening across all time and space, forwards and backwards, across all generations. We ball them all up and you say inside, I forgive myself. Look at you. Ah, heart. This is heart. Oh, the heart chakra, about self-love and love of others. Forgive everyone and everything. Mm-hmm. There are a few. Ask for everyone and everything's forgiveness. Please forgive me. Thank God for these life lessons. Uh-huh. There's a stripping away of things that don't belong. There's some negative energy that they're pulling from you. You're going to feel better. You had some attachments that didn't belong on you. They're gone now.
Yep.
So if you felt that you had some weird energy crap going on, like if you ever felt haunted, or if you ever thought that there were thoughts that weren't yours, you were right. Did you ever have that?
I just asked yesterday for God and Archangel Michael to take away all of the energies that weren't mine. I did that yesterday.
Holy Lord.
Yep. I said, please take away anything that's not mine. Yes.
You can't make this up.
Yesterday. Because I couldn't stand it anymore. I'm like, oh, my God, this isn't mine. And two people were like, oh, my God, you need your auras cleared or something. And they said, you're holding on.
Well,
you've got good timing, honey.
You just happen to be able to dial the phone today after you asked them. So between you supplicated. So they're going to work with you. I'm just coming in for, like, cleanup, whatever. Maybe it was already done and I'm validating and that I didn't assist with the healing. I don't know, okay, because I don't claim anything, whatever. It's not about me. I'm just a conduit. But the point is that you made the supplication yesterday, and then I'm talking about negative energies coming off of you, and they're gone. So good.
Awesome.
Unbelievable.
Oh, I know it was. That was awesome.
Jeanette, did you get the deliver the goods thing? Did you get that?
I get that, Michelle. That was awesome.
I know.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
In something? That
with
has
that?
Meaning, like that the metaphor means something specific to you?
Absolutely. Jeanette, tell her.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I'm a baker. I deliver goods. I make the goods.
Oh my. Okay.
I've been trying to figure out whether or not I should, you know, keep going. Right.
And you're working on.
Delivery truck.
She's well, kind of.
No.
Your website.
My website and more
it's
products.
Ordering, delivering the goods.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, this is all. That's validation. Thank you for sharing.
Yep.
That's validation. I'm thrilled for
wow.
you.
Thank
okay.
you. Oh my gosh.
You're
welcome.
Okay.
Keep delivering the goods, honey.
Awesome.
I guess if
Thank
you're
you
asking,
so
should I keep going on? I guess it's like you got to, because that's why you're here.
Yep.
That's your
yeah.
job.
Thank you. That's
you're welcome.
Job. Oh.
Between now
Thank
and
you,
when
Jen.
You go to sleep, sip water, because it'll help flush any negative energies out of your body.
Okay, perfect. Thank you again. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey pie.
Good job.
Okay. Thanks, Michelle, too.
You're
Bye.
Welcome. Bye.
Bye. Okay. Well, we're going to end this show right now, but oh my gosh, Joni, two powerful readings. Like, well, it doesn't surprise me, but it always amazes me. It's never a surprise, but I'm always amazed because I've been sitting here in front of my computer doing the show, and it feels, I'm not cold, but I've been shivering like it's below zero here at the house because I have so many goosebumps. Like, I've had goosebumps all day long talking with various clients that I've had today, and it's just like there's something going on, and it's all...
And this will be something for you to think about. If you might have been releasing, that you've been doing work since you've been feeling the goosebumps and that chill, because sometimes when people have the chill, it means that body heat, there's like an energy that's coming up and out. So you might have been doing work. And also, if you have that TED Talk that's on your mind and you might have that trepidation, then you might, your higher self and the angels and guides, they might be working with you to work through different issues. So you might just have
That is absolutely happening just by the people I've talked to today and the way that through the day I've gained confidence with, see, I'm getting goosebumps again, with what the message is and, so, wow, it's awesome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, honey pie.
Oh, Joni, thank you
and
so
I love
much.
Doing it here.
Me too. And I love it. It's amazing. And it never ceases to amaze me. The connection that you have, but it brings us all together and everyone can experience kind of a simultaneous increase in awareness and expansion and more insight so we can do better, right?
That's right.
Well, all right, we're signing off from Soul Luminous Radio on a monthly live call-in show with my soul sister and good friend, Joni Isinger, psychic.
I'll just say people can find me at joniswhitelighthealing.com.
Yep.
And you can friend me on Facebook, Joni Isinger, but just let me know how you found me. And you can like my fan page on Facebook. That's Joni's White Light Healing.
Yep, and also she's all over all of my pages, Michelle Rober, Soul Luminous Radio. So you can just scroll through. You can find any of the posts, her pictures, and they're tagged with her website and everything. So that's an easy way to do that, too. Also on soul-luminous.com, everything is up on replay. All of her shows, all of our shows together are there. And if you listen to them, you will get more healing from the various readings that she's done on previous shows. So we invite you to listen for free. You can go soul-luminous.com and all of her web links are there. So you can connect with her. You can connect with me. You can get the healings on the replay. It's our gift to you, right? Especially with Mercury retrograde leaving, Aries new moon rising, it's a prime time to get that done.
Thank you for calling in and thank you for listening.
Okay, Joni. Okay, everyone. Good night.
down.